Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's latest rocket launch Sunday is raising concerns with the United States and its allies that Pyongyang is moving forward with its ballistic missile program. The North's apparent noncompliance with international obligations raises questions about the purpose of the mission, which Pyongyang says was to put a satellite in orbit. VOA News spoke with RAND Corporation Korea expert Bruce Bennett about the North Korean missile technology.
It's not the kind of missile that would be an ICBM that you would plan to use in wartime. Once you started putting it in wartime up on the launch pad, it would get destroyed. It is a missile they could use for a surprise attack, a Pearl Harbor kind of attack, but it's not a wartime kind of missile threat.
UN Security Council on Sunday vowed to adopt a new Security Council resolution right away about all of this. UN sanctions ban Pyongyang from conducting nuclear tests or any launches using ballistic missile technology. In Taiwan, two survivors have been recovered from the rubble of a 17-story apartment building in the city of Tainan 2 days after it collapsed during a powerful earthquake that left at least 36 dead. More than 300 have actually been rescued alive, and more than 500 others in Tainan, a city of 2 million, have been injured. Somali security officials are saying the explosion last week aboard a jetliner that had to make an emergency landing in Mogadishu was caused by a bomb. Security footage at the airport shows two men, one apparently an airport employee, handing what appears to be a laptop computer to the suspected suicide bomber. The plane was en route to Djibouti with 74 on board. This is VOA News. A Taliban suicide bomber today killed at least 3 Afghan soldiers, wounded more than 18 others, happened in the northern Balkh province. Violence comes 2 days after Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States announced that direct peace talks between Afghan government and the Taliban representatives could take place by the end of the month. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull refused today to back down on his tough immigration stance as 267 refugees are set to be sent home or to an offshore immigration center following a court ruling. He spoke before Parliament.
We are working to ensure they return to their countries of origin or are settled in other countries and third countries as quickly as we can.
Member for Isaacs.
It's not easy, but we are endeavouring to do that. We're working hard to do that, but I can say one thing, Mr. Speaker. We will not abandon our commitment to keeping the high seas safe, to keeping our borders secure, to ensuring that our policies have integrity and security.
Australia's High Court last week upheld the country's right to deport detained asylum seekers to the South Pacific island of Nauru. The decision provoked criticism from the UN and sparked protest. A new poll suggests that Vermont Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders and Republican businessman Donald Trump are maintaining their large leads in the U.S. state of New Hampshire, which holds a presidential primary vote tomorrow. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is in New Hampshire, where he says Sanders is trying to label his opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as a non-progressive.
Hillary Clinton is trying to regain some ground here. She trails in New Hampshire by a fair bit. They're hoping they can narrow the gap between now and Tuesday, primary day. But Clinton also has a longer strategy, and even though we expect this debate between the two of them to go on as to who is more progressive, Clinton can look to states like Nevada with its large Hispanic population and South Carolina later in the month with its sizable African-American community. Clinton believes, their campaign believes, they have a firewall with minority voters. And so far, from what we can tell, that's been a challenge for Bernie Sanders to break beyond sort of white progressives and draw in some minority voters.
That is VOA's Jim Malone in Manchester, New Hampshire. Sports news, the Denver Broncos defeated the Carolina Panthers 24-10 in the NFL Super Bowl. That's the championship American-style football. Denver quarterback Peyton Manning might have been his final game in a Hall of Fame career. Had some injuries during the season, but he showed up yesterday, and the Super Bowl win went to Denver for a third time.
That's the latest world news from VOA.